Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. All right, we have a very special guest, but before I get to the guest, I got several comments to make. When I bring him on, I'll let him comment on whatever he wants to, but I don't want to bait him into commenting on things he ought not. We're talking about Pete Santilli. Well-known talk show host, thepetesantillishow.com is his website. Did incredible reporting with regards to the Ammon Bundy case in Nevada, followed up in Oregon, eventually got arrested. In my opinion, due process absolutely violated until the cows come home. Just abuse of not only Pete Santilli as a journalist, but all the guys there. Just violation of the laws, just criminal activity running around, literally playing games with the courts. I mean, it's a kangaroo court. It's out of control. Literally, they try them. A jury says they're not guilty. Over and over and over, the government doesn't care, just keeps playing games, declares mistrials when it really should be a fully informed jury saying not guilty. They just play games. It's out of control, folks. It's been a spectacle, to say the least. We've been following it. Pete Santilli followed it until they tossed him in the clink, I believe wrongfully. Hopefully Donald Trump and Roger Stone and others can really do something about this. Donald got some folks overseas out of jail just recently. Why doesn't he look domestically? That folks that ought to be freed as well. Anyway, poor Pete Santilli was forced by out-of-control government threats and abuse to literally take a plea deal. And I pray that we can overturn that. I pray that we can do what Donald Trump did for Joe Arpaio, which is free these people and expunge their records. Nevertheless, that's just my take, and I brought that all up because Pete's not allowed to comment based on some of the deals that they had to put together on some of this stuff. And so guys like me need to speak out really to the best of our ability to make sure that the story is really told. A lot of these guys forced into these deals because they're threatened with forever in prison, right? I mean, it's almost like Charles Manson kind of stuff. It's crazy. Nevertheless, you know, people like Hillary Clinton just run around free. I mean, it's absolutely psychotic. Donald sits by, pretends that he's really going to make America great. But when the rubber meets the road, I don't see Donald in the mix. He's kind of strangely silent. I don't know if he's watching Fox in the White House or what the heck he's doing, but he ain't taking care of business like I think he needs to. Just my humble 2 cents. Anyway, without further ado, Pete Santilli, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend. It's been a while since we've had you on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sam. I really appreciate and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, all of the support that you gave while I was within those walls, those confines of the prison industrial complex. And thank you so much for all of your support and your patriotism before, during, and certainly after by covering these important issues. Now, I do want to clarify a couple of things, though.
Sure, please.
I was not forced into the circumstances. Obviously, put me to the point to where I had to make a decision, and my decision was of my own free will. And I can explain a little bit of that. But the main reason why, as a matter of fact, I'm not prohibited from talking about the Bundy trial. That we have a jury that's seated. I have so much respect. And everyone should have respect. And I can say this, that no matter how much we can criticize the judiciary, we saw in Oregon that a jury rendered a verdict of not guilty. We saw in the couple of trials here in Nevada that the juries made their decision. I have faith in our judiciary, in that the last bastion of hope with all the things that we need to clean up in our judiciary is the jury system. Now, if a juror, because we know that they go on the internet, they Google, I don't want them landing on commentary where I'm only given a portion of the information. If I say something that could unfairly prejudice even the defense, I don't want to do that. So that's why I've personally made a decision. My attorney agrees with it. While the jury is seated, they're going to hear from the prosecution and the defense. They'll make a decision. They should not be making a decision based on anything I say.
And I agree completely. But what I'm saying is, and I've interviewed several of these folks that were put in jail. And when you keep somebody in jail for like 18 months and over and over a jury says they're not guilty, but you just continue to change the venue, continue to set up retrial. Mm-hmm. And then you say, hey, Pete, you're going to spend like forever in prison.
Yeah.
But my friend, we'll let you out if you just go ahead and cop this deal. They're trying to get prosecutions that stick. They're trying to compromise folks. And then the mainstream press is going to run around and say, see, we knew there was guilt there. Well, it's not an admission of guilt at all. And the fact is, if these gentlemen were given fair charges and a fair hearing where the evidence wasn't manipulated and perverted and where the jury got the whole truth and nothing but the truth so they could render a fair verdict, none of these gentlemen would be afraid and they'd take it all the way to the mat. That's just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. But when they play these games and you're facing forever and a day in prison, mm-hmm. and then you say, well, all right, we'll let you out. How many guys wouldn't do it? And I know you chose to do it. I get it. But it's kind of like someone forcing you to sign a contract.
Yeah, no, I understand your point, and this is what I will say. Let's get to the business of informing the public that myself right now speaking, you're hearing my words. I'm living proof, and the other guys are as well. They're just not speaking out as I am right now. But we're living proof that in the United States of America, you're guilty until you can prove your innocence. You will be held and confined. I was in jail. I'm actually the longest-held journalist in American history, 619 days, okay? I never carried a gun. I never harmed anybody. I went to a protest. I broadcast the truth to the best of my ability with what means I had. And I was held for 21 months, but they wouldn't release me because I was a danger to the public, and all I used was words. And there's no... There was no recourse for me whatsoever. In fact, the attorneys...
But there's no danger to the public, and the proof is you're out right now, and if you're a danger then, you're a danger now. What they're saying doesn't make any sense.
Now the judiciary that would allow somebody like me to be held for 21 months, and I didn't even have any of the constitutional attorneys that are out there. You hear of all these law firms that are, protecting people's constitutional rights. They ran scared, Sam. They were so fearful because the government was putting everything they had into making sure that these protests that were occurring, you know, from Bundy Ranch to Oregon, never take place again. So it wasn't just to hold us because we were a danger. It was primarily, I believe, in my opinion, to put out a message to everybody else that that if you stand up and voice your opinion, you're going to be in jail a long time.
All right. Well, they're going to try to do it to us again, but we're going to stand up. We're going to keep speaking out about the critical issues, and we pray the folks in Nevada get a fair trial. We pray that the evidence comes out because the truth shall make us free, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget that. Pete Santilli, our guest, the Pete Santilli Show. .com is his website, and many people are now speaking out about this. Pete was one of the first, by the way, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But is the Oregon standoff really about uranium? Believe it or not, alternative media has been vindicated on this point with regards to uranium. One writes Sherry Deauville of readoutnews.com. The Oregon shootout, ladies and gentlemen, was rooted in the Clinton uranium trade scandal, writes WorldNet Daily or WND.com. Uranium One issue, Trump calls out Clinton over the uranium deal. Okay, there's so much on this. It goes all the way from reporters like me and Pete and others straight to the White House. So you can say it means nothing. The mainstream press can lie, say there's nothing here. But when the president talks about it, listen to what Donald Trump said about it.
Does anybody really think that Hillary Clinton would be tougher on Russia than Donald Trump? Does anybody in this room really believe that? Okay.
Now listen.
But I tell you one thing. She tried to make a deal. She had the reset. She gave all that valuable uranium away. She did other things. You know, they say I'm close to Russia. Hillary Clinton gave away 20% of the uranium in the United States. She's close to Russia.
Hillary Clinton gave away 20% of the uranium in the United States to Russia. By the way, strangely, it relates to the Oregon area where the Bundys were and the Nevada area where the Bundys were. How did that all work out? Okay, this is not about some patriots standing on land's rights. It is for us. That's how it started out for us. But the reality is we've hit pay dirt on this. And if we're going to make this story go viral, if we're going to get to the bottom of the truth, if we're going to truly have accountability at some point, then in my opinion, this is the key we need to start with, because this is the reason that government has gone so ballistic. This is the reason that government has gone so viral against the Bundys and us and Pete Santilli and others, because they know if this real pay dirt story gets out, if we continue to pull on that threads, I'm telling you right now, the government's going to be buck naked on this one. The question is, who's all involved? Is Donald really going to help us clean it up? Is Hillary going to be behind bars like she should? And these other patriots freed like they ought to be? All right, we'll get the details on Uranium One in seconds from Pete Santilli. He's been researching it for a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Uranium One is the real story, ladies and gentlemen. Trump calls out Clinton, but does he really even know what he's talking about? Because it's tied straight to the Oregon shootout. It's tied straight to the Oregon standoff. It's tied directly to the new media taking center stage. Vindicated. Directly relates to these cases here, and no one's talking about it. And so far, the judge not letting these issues come to the forefront. Donald needs to help. But will he help or will he be accomplished by his silence? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Pete, you've been one of the folks that have been breaking this down from the very start, huh?
Yeah, if you recall, we originally went, and you went as well. We stood there.
I was there, buddy.
In Oregon for the protest. Of the Hammonds, of the Hammonds going to jail. They were declared arsenal terrorists. And I had a question immediately. Why are they running these people off of the land?
And why would they escalate it to terrorism right off?
But the main intent, as we started to dig into this thing, and I spent a month out there, by the way, I broadcast this major international news story for an entire month. But along that path of streaming it, bringing awareness to the public, we were doing research on the back end. Why did they want to get these people off the land? Then we found, through a confidential source, we found that not only were they publicly saying that this Malheur National Wildlife Refuge was protecting the environment and the birds and it was a sanctuary, but they were secretly behind the scenes negotiating deals for the mineral rights on the land out there in southeastern Oregon. We have documented proof that there were attorneys, law firms, they were negotiating the mineral rights. And I said, okay, how does this relate to the Hammonds? One thing led to the next. Long story short, we discovered that, in fact, that there were uranium stores in southeastern Oregon. It's actually published on the Department of Interior website, on the BLM, where the BLM touted that they had a relationship with Oregon Energy. Oregon Energy is Uranium One. And the BLM having a relationship with Oregon Energy, Uranium One, back then when we spoke of it, they called us conspiracy theorists, especially when we started saying that Uranium One was given the authority to do mining in the United States, and they were on the backside receiving Clinton Foundation donations upwards of $140 million. Now, when we broadcast that in January of 2016, the operatives on the other side just started demonizing us and calling us conspiracy theorists. Now, Sam, I'm going to tell you something right now. When I broadcast and we publish this documentation, it's actually documented proof. We have maps, we have letters, we have stuff that was given to us from confidential sources. Within 10 hours after I broadcast that Hillary Clinton was implicated for receiving Clinton Foundation donations of $140 million plus, I was in handcuffs, and guess who authorized and signed off on my arrest? None other than Loretta Lynch, the attorney general at the time herself. She actually authorized my arrest because I was a journalist. It was required by U.S. code. We confirmed that through the litigation up there in Oregon.
And now if Donald says that Hillary gave 20% of the Uranium One, that she's tied to Russia, and you back that into the donations, you back that into the maps, the letters, the proof, you back that into Loretta Lynch arresting Pete Santilli, is it really about a bunch of hippies going up there and hanging out at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge? Or is this about something much, much bigger? And I submit the latter, Pete, and I submit that if we keep pulling on these threads, we're going to force pay dirt.
You know, and what is wrong with asking questions then? Now, we were gathering information from the public domain. We did receive documentation, fortunately, from confidential sources to confirm our suspicions. But what was wrong with asking those questions and to hold people accountable if they're doing the wrong thing? I believe Hillary Clinton back then was doing the wrong thing, from, you know, Benghazi to, I mean, many other stories. We could list all of them. But at the time we were up in Oregon, while she was Secretary of State, for her to receive $140 million from people that are connected to Uranium One, we had questions. We still to this day have questions as to whether or not Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton cabal, had a relationship with Russia. Is that not true Russia collusion versus the hoax that they're trying to perpetrate upon President Trump?
And this is why it's so critical for Donald Trump to stand with us, to make these connections, to sit down with us and to work through this so that he has a handle on what's really going on. Because if we're not careful, Donald's going to wait too long being afraid to make ties with us, being afraid to get close enough to the truth, where they'll eventually take him down and tie him to Russia before we could ever connect the dots and create transparency and accountability. Donald doesn't understand this, but I'm telling you right now, he'll go down next if he's not very careful, because that's what these evil people do, Pete.
Yeah, he needs to be very careful, and I'm calling it, as I see it, counter coup versus a coup. There's this battle going on between these global elitists. And that's what's happening right before our very eyes. Now, right now, the war is being waged out in the public domain. But we, the people, have a right to ask questions and have those questions answered. So to bring Hillary Clinton forward for a special investigation, I think is definitely warranted. There are enough questions. There's enough documentation, enough evidence to show that she even swayed an election with her relationship with the Russians. We already know that. That's in the public domain right now. But Sam, back to the Oregon thing.
Before you get back to that, though, I just want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have the inside swamp monsters doing the investigations, though. They'll just come back and say nothing here, folks.
Yeah, and that's why independent media is so important. That's why these shows are so important. We're bringing public awareness to the following. If you're in the East Coast, take a look at a map. Go Google and find out how much federal land is controlled by the federal government. And if you take a look at the maps, then you need to ask the question, even if you're within the U.S. government, why is the federal government controlling that much land in Oregon? even more so than the governor herself. We asked those questions up in Oregon. We asked the question in Nevada, throughout the entire Western region. Well, then when you take a look at the minerals and the value and the wealth that's contained in that land, I believe that the people should benefit from that, not some government entity.
Well, and especially not some foreign government entity done in secret.
That's absolutely correct. For Uranium One, the Russians to come in, for us to be asking those questions back in January of 2016, and then for a journalist who exposed that on the ground there to be put in handcuffs and kept in jail for 21 months. Now, remember this. I'm not just moaning towards a government. I mean, we have now a Trump administration that actually released me. I'm free under the Trump administration. I was incarcerated, placed in handcuffs under a completely different, very nefarious regime. There's a difference between the two, and I'm differentiating between the two. I believe that the one that's in place right now can hold Hillary Clinton, the Clinton cabal, and all of these Marxists that were trying to take our government down back then. I think he'll step up and hold them accountable. What about you?
I pray that that's true. I know that Donald talks big, but when the walk comes to the walk, it's pretty hard. Although the sad part is we don't have enough media to be able to tell the tale to know what's really happening. On one hand, you think Donald's not doing anything. Next thing you know, Joe Arpaio's released. Next thing you know, Ryan Bundy is in a halfway house. Next thing you know, Pete Santilli's released. So you know what? There are good things happening. It's just very, very, very hard to put together what Donald's really thinking and doing and believing. We have the freedomcoalition.com to work on freedom for more and more and more people in America. We really need Donald Trump to help with this. And I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't get on it quickly, though, they're going to trap him too somehow. They're evil. Their cabal goes to the highest levels of global governance, and they've got to be stopped.
You know, and we also need to get the word because, you know, let's take this to the next level. On the Department of Interior website, okay, the BLM, okay, is a department within the Department of Interior, touting the fact that they had a relationship with Uranium One. Let's also consider the fact that maybe somebody at the Department of Interior, Sally Jewell was the secretary at the time. Should she be investigated, possibly for her influence over Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State to secure that deal with the Russians? We don't know that, but I think that they should also be included in that investigation. So let's get a message to Mr. Z. Let's do a thorough investigation that not only includes Hillary Clinton, but even at the higher level, a major, major entity called the Department of Interior, headed by Sally Jewell herself. And you know, Neil Kornsey isn't necessarily conservative.
All right, now what's that guy on the ground that got caught in all kinds of scandals, too? He was in Nevada. He got busted for scandals. What's that guy's name?
The guy on the ground in Nevada?
Yeah. He was a BLM agent. Oh, what's this guy's name?
That's correct. And you know, I'm gonna stay away from that, but I will say this. In the next segment, you're going to go to the break, but I'm going to share something with you about what I believe we need to do in order to affect change here in America. I think we need to get the good people within our government.
Amen. Hang tight. The Pete Santilli Show.com, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Santilli riding shotgun. Uranium One.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, thanks to Kurt's research, the guy I was trying to think of is named Dan Love. He was a BLM agent in Nevada. Dan Love, he got fired for corruption. Will he go to prison is the question. He ought to, but they'll protect their own, sad to say. I know Pete doesn't want to talk about certain things because it gets too close to the court cases at hand. I get it. I understand. That's how freedom of speech works in America, right?
No, and Sam, no, hold on a second. Hear me out for a second. Let's put it this way. A lot of people have asked me, what do you think it's going to take to fix things? I believe now, and my view has changed because I thought, you know, screaming at white buildings in Washington, D.C., letting our voices be heard. Sure, we can protest and stuff, but is that really going to fix things? I'm going to tell you what I've learned through this process on what's going to fix things. I'm not even going to mention that guy's name because he's just one example. I'm going to give you a very good one. Is when the people internally at the BLM, Department of Interior, the FBI, any government agency, the good people, the majority of them, I do believe, are good people internally. How do we drain the swamp? By getting those good people to do the right thing. And that's, in fact, what happened as that one example with that man who shall remain nameless. I'm not even going to say his name, but I'm going to use this example. If you are working within the U.S. government and you know that your superior is doing the wrong thing, you pick up the phone and you call the proper authorities, whether it be the inspector general, whether it be the law enforcement agency that is handling criminal activity, and make sure that that's investigated. Blow the whistle. That's the way we're going to drain the swamp, and that's the way we're going to purge the bad people out of our system. That guy is just one example of that, where people heard, as we were exposing the truth on the ground back then, about this guy doing the wrong things. Well, guess what? The people inside his own agency reported him to the inspector general. I think that's the process we need to go by. If wrongdoing takes place, it's the people within the system that are going to be able to purge this deep state, these swamp monsters out of the system itself. Do you agree with that?
Without question. But I think we need to do all the above. I think we need to fund new media sources. The new media needs to take center stage. We need to fund us and Pete and others who are doing the real news job of breaking these stories and holding on to them like a bulldog. We need to fund our organizations. And I'm not just begging for money, but I'm telling you, that's where the pay dirt's going to come from. Because when these people blow the whistle, they've got to have enough media coverage to go big enough to get protection. Otherwise, they'll be squashed like a bug. So I agree with your point, but we got to do it hand in hand, and we got to be very strategic about it.
Yeah, and you know, those entities, the people, you know, the good people that I'm referring to, the good American families, people are going to work, they're feeding their families, they just so happen to be working within the U.S. government. I want to be able to speak to those people as well and encourage them. You know what? If your boss is doing the wrong thing, it's time for you to report them. And they're not above the law. And it could be at the U.S. Attorney's Office. It could be at the FBI. It doesn't matter at what level of government they're at. If they're doing the wrong thing, wrong is wrong. They need to be held accountable. So we need to be able to reach them as well through these independent media outlets. And yes, it's critical. Freedom of the press is really, really important. They've been cutting off our funding, Sam. You know that. These Marxists have been cutting off funding through YouTube, through Facebook. They've been restricting the flow of information. We need to open up those gates, let the floodgates flow so that we can reach the good people on the inside so that we can drain this swamp. I think that's the key to fixing things.
I think you're right. Now, do you think Donald will really get to the bottom of this, and will he really drag out the Uranium One scandal to create accountability? Do you think he'll really do that?
You know, I think he's made a couple of decisions, and he probably didn't realize it until it was too late. I mean, he's even screaming at his attorney general publicly. Thankfully, and I like that Donald Trump is on Twitter because we're finding out about this, that he's discouraged that the attorney general isn't applying, that the Department of Justice isn't applying the same standard to investigating Russia collusion to Hillary Clinton as they are with Donald Trump. I think that if he does have the right people internally, now some people don't like the fact that he's surrounded by generals. Well, those people are very well aware of what's taking place. I think that Donald Trump has access to our NSA database. William Binney is giving him some advice as to how they can tap into some of this information to expose the pedophilia that we know is taking place at the Pentagon, at multiple levels in our government. I think that if we have the right team around Donald Trump, that he'll always do the right thing. I do honestly believe that Donald Trump is serving our interests. He may have, in fact, been put in place by these people that I'm referring to. Hopefully the good people will get him to do the right thing. I believe in every instance that Donald Trump's going to do so in favor of the American people. And we can only pray that it'll work out. But this is a coup versus a counter coup. We don't know how it's going to work out. I don't think it's going to turn into, you know, a military coup. But we see that this is all playing out in the media, and we need to encourage all of the good people to do the right thing in every case.
All right. Now, this is critical, though, folks. We need to tie the Oregon situation and the Nevada situation, the Bundys and the Pete Santillis and others. We need to tie this to this uranium scandal, though. The two are interlinked in ways that we don't even know yet. We know quite a bit because Pete's done a lot of digging. So has John Rappaport. So has WND. So has Readout News. So has Liberty Roundtable. But we need to dig more because there's connections. This thing will blow up to the stratosphere if we can really pull the right threads, Pete.
Sam, it's right in front of us, okay? Anyone can go pull up a map, go to the internet, and I want you to take a look at the amount of land that is controlled by the U.S. government, not by the states. And you have to ask yourself, what's in that land? We know that there's the following. We know that water is a very valuable resource, and they've been cutting off ranchers from water, as you know, for many, many years. We know that they've been running, you know, ranchers off the land. Why? Is it to pick on ranchers, or is it because there might be gold, there might be uranium, there might be lithium in all of that land? The western region is controlled heavily. Greater than 50% of that land out in the western region is not controlled by the people of those states. Now, Sam, don't you think that the people within the state of Oregon should control their own land? The governor in the state of Oregon controls less land than the federal government, 53% of the land out there. And it's even more outrageous in Nevada. Now, if you're working for the Department of Interior, the federal government, you have to ask yourself, why would we want to control that much land? Why not let, you know, the people of Nevada manage the land and also benefit from the mineral resources that are contained in that land? It's all about the minerals. Uranium is one of them. Uranium is one of them. If there's a lot of gold in the western region, we know that the gold rush out in the western region. Why would the people of those states not be able to benefit from it?
Right. Now, in your research, you guys uncovered a lot of documents that really connect the dots here.
Absolutely. We were given documents by a confidential source while we were out in Oregon. Thankfully, because it's a matter of public interest, we were able to get those documents and by the way, store those safely, not just in our possession. We have them stored offshore. We believe that as a matter of public interest, that we need to get this information to the American public. I call us steak and potatoes people, just our average hardworking Americans, to say, you know what, if there's gold or lithium or uranium in southeastern Oregon, that the people of Oregon should benefit from the wealth contained in that land. It shouldn't be extracted and sent to Washington, D.C. That is not an unreasonable thing that every American can understand.
Well, even if now, you debate if it should go to Washington, D.C., which I reject, but some would say, fine, are we going to debate if they should go to the Russians?
Certainly not. And that's what we stumbled into as we were going down the rabbit hole, is that, in fact, it was passing through Washington, D.C., so that they could profit from the sale to a foreign entity. That is not a very good way to secure our nation, is to give up our sovereignty and our wealth to foreign entities, selling it out to foreign entities.
Well, let's ask the next question.
Modern, I think, is.
What are the Russians going to do with uranium, Pete?
We certainly know exactly what they're going to do with uranium, and it's definitely not going to be in our favor, not to our advantage.
It's not to promote peace around the world, right?
Certainly not.
Okay, I'm kind of acting stupid on purpose here to make a point that, folks, what's going on here is clear as a bell. And you know what? It would take Don literally a day with Sam and Pete and about 10 other people to get a handle on this if Donald would take the time. Whether he knows the details, whether he doesn't know, whether he's being fed a line of bull, or I don't know. But that's the point. This is easy to understand. When you're getting uranium to the Russians, and all of a sudden the poor Bundys and Pete Santilli and others stumble across this and get caught up in this and go to prison, now you kind of know why the government's being so extreme. It's to protect rogue elements within the government. The question is, can the good guys rat them out fast enough, or will they all get caught in the snare?
And they are, Sam, and let me tell you how the good guys are ratting them out. When we were in Oregon, we were looking at Uranium One's Facebook page, and they were talking about how the sheriff should do the right thing to protect their interests in their planned developments in southeastern Oregon. We grabbed screenshots and we put it out in the public. So the good guys are doing good things. It's happening in independent media, and it's happening with We the People.
And we're here to tell you the tale, ladies and gentlemen. PeteSantilliShow.com. He's one of the first folks to report on this now. We've all been vindicated. Even Donald admits 20% of the uranium went to the Russians via Hillary. Why isn't she in jail, folks?
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat, for Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Like what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm calling it a race against time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the swamp monsters are going to try to get the Donald. I'm telling you right now, even the Congress has the articles of impeachment against Donald already drawn up and ready to go. Now, I agree not enough Congress critters are on board yet, but I'm telling you, they're pushing for that. And as James Comey and these other goofballs try to push this discussion about, you know, Russian election interference with Donald Trump and who knows who along the way, Robert Mueller and others are pushing. And as long as we allow that to stand, as long as we allow Hillary to run around free, I'm telling you right now, we're in perilous times, folks. Not only for good, honest Americans like Pete Santilli and Ammon Bundy and others who get caught up in this bigger scandal, bigger situation than they may have at first realized. It's a race against time. The swamp monsters are going to try to, you know, trap us all. But we can solve it if good, honest folks in the media, the new media taking center stage, and good, honest Americans stand up from inside government and blow the whistle on their superiors or their colleagues that aren't doing what's right, all the way through. We the people, there's nothing we can't solve, Pete.
Nothing. Time is of the essence. And Sam, I'm not wrong about this. I've learned a lot, and I'm very optimistic about the future as long as we follow what I believe to be the best solution. And that is, and I'm going to give you an example. I'm not even going to mention a name because the name is not important. It's the process. When we were in the independent media exposing somebody for doing the wrong thing, the people within their organization picked up the phone and reported this individual. 8+ investigations were opened up with the Inspector General's office. And that person will be held accountable. And I think if he broke the law, he will be criminally held accountable. He or she will be criminally held accountable. This same exact example needs to be applied. We need to recruit the good people on the inside, and we need to encourage them to blow the whistle on the people that are doing what's wrong. Let's impeach the people within our system, in the swamp, in the establishment, the old establishment, that are doing the wrong thing. Let's impeach them one by one, and the way to make that happen is to get the good people that are quote-unquote doing their job to do the right thing. Not just do your job, but do the right thing. Turn in your boss if they're doing something wrong. If they're conducting themselves inappropriately, you know that there's a lot of sexual harassment and stuff like that, report that. Bring it to the forefront. If there's criminal misconduct, even more important that you come forward. Time is of the essence. Let's purge these people from the deep state. And the only way that that's going to happen is from within. Because we, on the outside, in independent media, typically only have access to public information. The people on the inside, they have personal firsthand knowledge. Pick up the phone, call the Inspector General's office, call the appropriate law enforcement agency that has jurisdiction over your agency, and report what you find to be wrongdoing. I think that's going to be the quickest and most effective way to purge the deep state.
And we need to do it peacefully. We need to hold the moral high ground as we do it. We need the new media to take center stage, and everybody has a role to play. You can fund us. You can write. You can talk on the radio. You can call your congressmen and senators. You can work with those insiders who are willing to stand up and tell the truth. We got to give them as much protection as we can because the deep state's ruthless, folks.
Hey, Sam, the only people that would oppose that process, and it's a peaceful means to hold people accountable, the only people that would oppose what I'm suggesting are the people that are doing what's wrong. That's it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope we can get to Donald Trump because I do believe that he wants to do what's right. We've seen a lot of signs internally. You know, there's 150 good things Donald Trump has done since he's been in office. It's a list that people have created. You don't even know about it because of the media, folks. So there's a lot of good happening. We've just got to tell the tale of liberty. We've just got to stand tall for the Constitution. We've just got to stand tall for transparency and accountability. Pete Santilli literally went to jail for the longest of any other journalist on these principles we hold dear, sir.
And, you know, Sam, Donald Trump can't do it by himself. We need, and you know what, this is a nonpartisan effort. You could be on the left side of the spectrum speaking to people on the left side of the internet, and you can still differentiate right from wrong. So it doesn't matter, even if your political persuasion is, you know, is leftist, you're a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Right is right, wrong is wrong. If you see wrongdoing, blow the whistle, pick up the phone, do the right thing. So this will build an army of the good people in the United States of America that will surround Donald Trump to do the right thing. He can't do it by himself because he doesn't know the inner workings of every single agency in our bureaucracies. Unfortunately, our bureaucracy has become so huge. But we have a lot of people, a lot of really good people within our U.S. government that can step up and do the right thing. We need their help. We need to recruit them. We need to take action now. Time is of the essence.
All right, Pete, this story is very complex. And when you have the documents, it gets very complicated quickly. What else have we overlooked that people really need to know today about this that matters to them, that they might actually be able to help with or do something about to spread the word?
Okay, I'm also, I don't think I'm wrong on this one. Hillary Clinton, I think, is a couple of rungs down as far as an influencer. She was a pawn in the scheme to help facilitate. She was Secretary of State. It happened on her watch. Was she directly responsible for approving the Uranium One deal? No, she was Secretary of State. I'm sure she had plenty of influence, especially when she's receiving $140 million. Now, how did that mechanism get set up? There might be a higher-level authority. And let's look within our own borders. What is the Department of Interior and the BLM doing, publicizing and bragging about their relationship with Uranium One? And that is a huge agency of our government that may have had influence over her to get her to facilitate getting that deal approved. There might be a higher level entity even within our own system that needs to be held accountable. Ryan Zinke is now the Secretary of the Department of Interior. Let's get word out to him to say, you know what? Part of this investigation needs to be the people like Sally Jewell that headed the department at the time. Should she be investigated? And what sort of influences came from foreign entities to get her to try to persuade the Secretary of State to help to facilitate this deal? I think that there's higher level authorities even above and beyond Hillary Clinton. Let's not stop at Hillary Clinton. Let's go even higher and start looking at Sally Jewell as well, and Neil Cornsey. And guess who else? Harry Reid. Dirty Harry Reid. Do you think he had his finger on the pulse of the Uranium One deal? Who knows? His good friend and former staffer was Neil Cornsey at the BLM. Are they all connected? We don't know. Let's get the proper authorities to look into it.
Well, we need to find out, and we can either say they're part of the good guys and it happened without them realizing it, or they can become accountable. We also need to ask about Barack's involvement, right? Barack has incredible international ties as well.
Absolutely. You know, here's another thing that I haven't looked into, but I'm going to cover it extensively on my show, and it's thepetefantilleshow.com. We broadcast every Sunday through Friday at 7 p.m. We're going to be exposing. Now, I had a lot of free time on my hands, as you can imagine. In addition to working on my case, I also looked into the impact of Agenda 21 that they used to call a conspiracy theory. Then they changed the name to Sustainable Development. And guess what I discovered when I did my research? That for the past 30 years, they've incorporated Sustainable Development, which is Agenda 21, into our U.S. code, our banking system, our environmental system, and we need to bring public awareness to the fact that sustainable development, Agenda 21, whereby we go to this global governance thing, is now deeply embedded in our U.S. code.
And now it's called Agenda 2030, by the way.
2030, that's correct. Agenda 21 became sustainable development and then morphed into Agenda 2030. Do you think Donald Trump is well aware of the fact that the past 30 years they've reached their tentacles into our entire U.S. code, and how is he ever to unravel something like that? It's now law. Agenda 2030 is now law and part of our U.S. code. How do we undo that?
You do it one step at a time, and you use the supreme law of the land, you use the morality of the people, you use transparency and accountability, and you work at it one step at a time. First you talk about it, then you take action about it. You use peaceful means to hold people accountable, and one piece at a time. That's how they destroyed
it. Absolutely. Public awareness, education, and of course, the information consumer should never trust any one particular entity. Only trust that which you've researched yourself. So take the information that we're putting out here in independent media, go do your own homework and your own research, and then contact your elected officials and tell them to take action on your behalf as a constituent.
Well, right. What else have we overlooked that we need to know?
You know, I really, it's going to take me a long time to undo this. I want to make sure that what has happened to me by my example, and I say I'm very, very optimistic, but it should never happen to any other independent media journalist ever again. It should never happen to any American, for that matter, ever again, to be held for 21 months. And some of those guys are still in there, as you already know. Unconstitutionally, I believe. We need the proper constitutional resources. We need attorneys and law firms that are fearless. And we don't have that right now in our nation. What happened to me unconstitutionally was allowed to stand because none of the major law firms were willing to step up.
And because we didn't have enough media to cover it fairly to where people could really understand what was happening. That's one of the critical pieces.
Sam, when you put an independent media journalist in jail for 21 months, do you think a whole bunch of them are going to come to my rescue and speak out?
A few like me might, but most won't. You're right.
Most won't. They don't. And that's why I say I so much appreciate your help. A lot of small independent media outlets definitely try to do their absolute darndest. But you know what? The ones that matter that reached in the tens of millions of people did nothing, literally left me abandoned to rot. So
I know
rather than risk, you know, life in prison, of course, I made a decision all on my own. I cut a quote unquote a deal, accepted accountability, and I move on. And now I can speak. I can speak freely, and I'm certainly going to speak very, very responsibly.
And we're going to do our best to make sure that there's a forum to make that happen, ladies and gentlemen. Pete, check out thefreedomcoalition.com. Myself and Richard Mack, along with other people like Kurt Crosby and others, put that together. Thefreedomcoalition.com. We're talking about these very issues, case by case. Thefreedomcoalition.com. All right, Pete, we're flat out of time. Keep us posted on what you're doing. We'll have you back, my brother. All right, there he goes, Pete Santilli. Wow. Folks, why are we putting journalists in prison? Are they exposing the deep state so much so that the government is afraid of the people? If so, liberty's right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. When the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny. We gotta upset the apple cart, change that balance, folks. We need to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.